And on a second Community Connection this morning on 1400 K1, I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time with Joe Sears. And in this particular persona, he's actually himself. He's not in character, not in drag, to the best of my knowledge. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Charlie. Good
and
morning.
A group that you started, actually, I think, as a workshop through Rogers State University and has continued being a public force for drama in the community, the Salty Seniors.
OSU, the Olive.
Right.
It did start off as a class, and I agreed to teach it when I used to be with Theater Bartlesville.
Mm-hmm.
And that class turned out to be a lot of fun, had a lot of seniors in it, and we decided to, if they were interested, we were going to go ahead and develop this into a club, mm-hmm. a group, and it did. We call ourselves a Salty Seniors Actors Troupe.
And I have done everything from Freedom Fest to shows throughout the community, and I talked to several of them here and there. They have fun.
They do. They do. The baby boomers are having fun. I knew all along when we reached retirement age, we were going to be the fun generation.
Yeah.
We may not be the greatest generation, but we're the fun one.
We will be great in our own mind anyway.
Yes, we will. Our nursing homes will be full of lots of activities for sure. But the baby boomers, and I'm being facetious, but the baby boomers, we are a very energetic generation.
Yes.
And just because we're the new young old does not mean we're not going to, you know, stop having fun.
No.
So this new group we formed, this is our third year, the Salty Seniors, and we put on shows, and we put on not regular plays. We write and organize our own shows.
Not that you couldn't do a senior version of, I don't care, Neil Simon's Odd Couple somewhere along the line.
Right. Yeah, you know. Well, we've considered doing Romeo and Juliet with two seniors playing Romeo and Juliet in a nursing home. And that every day they perform, and then actually one day they take their lives, and everyone goes, oh, Joe, we got to do it, you know how much hard it, you know how hard it is to rewrite a Shakespeare, even?
Yes.
So, it's, you know, tough. We never stop with ideas for seniors, and we're having a wonderful time. Now, our new show is called Meanwhile Down at Joe's, and it's a saloon. Mm. It's all designed for the Western Heritage Tom Mix Festival coming up at the end of the month. There's so many activities, we had to move ours to the weekend before, but that's okay. But our show is set in Dewey at a saloon, and we have written little, it's only about an hour long, but it's dinner theater.
Okay.
We design our shows for dinner theater, so people can come in, eat a good meal, laugh. And you know, there's no dinner theaters in the area. Tulsa.
No, there aren't.
Doesn't even have a regular one. We've become a regular one up in Dewey at a Heritage Theater up there.
Yeah. And Theater Bartlesville has one, but they do it much differently than traditional.
Right, they do it out at the Hillcrest, they do it in homes, but up at Heritage, it's a regular performing dinner theater, which in Northeast Oklahoma is a pretty good deal. In the 70s, down in Texas, I worked at Earl Holloman's Hacienda Dinner Theater. You know, there was a lot of professional dinner theaters that were very popular. And now there's a resurge in that. Not quite as big, but it never went out of style. People like dinner theater.
Yes, they do.
One of our biggest shows takes place at Valentine's. We always do a big Valentine's show. Mm-hmm. But then it turned into holidays. You know, we look forward to the holidays when we do our shows. And last year, someone criticized in the paper. They said, well, these salties carry scripts. we now make announcements that, you know, we carry our scripts if we want to. You know, we're seniors. We don't have to memorize. I would rather the seniors participate than not.
Mm-hmm.
And if I've got an 84-year-old lady who's a really good actress and she can't remember to memorize anymore, she's going to do Reader's Theater. She's going to carry that script. She still acts, but the script kind of disappears. You don't see it. But if she needs it, it's right there. And there's nothing wrong with that.
I did lighting for a community theater in Illinois, and they did a production of Stalag 17. There were more scripts hidden all over that stage for those guys in that prison camp.
Yes.
Because, they, you know, this person needed a reminder here, this person needed a reminder
right.
there. They had them hidden in the bunks. They had them hidden everywhere.
Yes, they did. I remember in high school, at College High, years and years ago, back in the 60s, they were doing South Pacific. And they had to recruit the athletes, you know, from the football and back.
Yeah.
And those guys had no interest in being in that play, you know, and singing. Mm-hmm. But the coaches said, hey, they need help, and they did. And so that's one of the hardest things is to get people to memorize that aren't used to it. But, you know, even if you're a football player, once you get up on stage and you feel that audience and that applause, you're just like, why, you could be Al Pacino and enjoy it just as much.
Yeah. So tell me about the production. Now, you've got these...
Well, the production is, we wrote it ourselves, and we don't do long dialogues because we can't remember. We keep it short, but in our saloon, we have a Miss Kitty, mm-hmm. and that's Chelly B. Now, Chelly memorizes. She does regular plays, mm-hmm. and she's on the lower end of the salty. She's not quite as old as we are, but she's old enough that we can say, hey, come on and join us. But, you know, we have someone who's anchored, and she greets the townspeople. And they come in. They only have a few lines, but it's things they can handle. Mm-hmm. But we meet this wonderful town. There's a baker. There's a gambler. There's an undertaker named Arnold Less.
Gee.
Arnold Less is a fun character. It's all satire done in fun. We have a bartender who, everything's kind of based on the Long Branch. Mm-hmm. And within that, we have seen Carol Burnett scenes. Carol Burnett has released all her old skits from the TV show. Mm-hmm. To the public, free of charge, for groups to use, and so we've tapped into that, and we take these Carol Burnett scripts, and we switch them around, and we set them wherever we want, World War II, Old West, and they hold up. They're just as funny as they were when Carol was doing them. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't come down the stairs with a curtain.
Good, I think.
Everyone says, now, when are you going to do that one? It's like, well, you know, that takes a lot of costuming.
Yes.
When she came down with that curtain across her shoulders, mm-hmm. she says, it was in the window and couldn't resist. Carol Burnett was brilliant, but we get to use some of her skits. And we're also looking into the future of maybe using some Golden Girl scripts if they release them.
Okay.
So we've got Carol Burnett scripts within the show that fit the theme of the show. And so and then there's Ruby Darby.
Okay.
Ruby Darby was a big star here in the oil fields of Bartlesville, the queen of the oil fields. She was kind of lewd, and she was kind of a very bawdy lady. Mm-hmm. She was actually asked to leave Bartlesville after she rode a horse down town in a parade dressed as Lady Godiva, the real Lady Godiva.
Yes,
she had a wig from Kansas City on.
What a wonderful costume.
But she was already bawdy enough that the church ladies and wives said, you know, you got to go. But that was the one. That's the one that got her. So Ruby Darby's in the show, and no, she's not playing Lady Godiva. But we've written a number for Ruby Darby to perform mm-hmm. in the show. And so the whole plot of the show is Ruby Darby's going to perform that night in the saloon, and everybody's coming in to see her, and Rachel Horsley is playing her. And you have to have someone bawdy enough to do it. Mm-hmm. And so we took a lot of old drop-in Ruby Darby jokes and put them together. And it's not nasty, but it's PG-13.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun. So the Salties have become a reputation of doing original shows.
Yes.
We're not going to do The Odd Couple. We could if we wanted to, but we have more fun putting original stuff together. And sure. We have built, after 3 years, we have a very good following. Mm-hmm. And we sell out. And you have to call early or the tickets go.
And that's the nice thing about, you've got the reputation. I don't know what they're going to do, but it's going to be fun. Let's go see the show.
That's true, you know. Charlie. That's true. We have a very solid reputation of good entertainment. And I think that comes with me. I told the Salties a long time ago, I said, you know, if I'm involved, I have to have a form of quality. Because mm-hmm. I've never been a part of amateur theater. From the very beginning, I started off at Trail of Tears down in Tahlequah with working with New York people. Mm-hmm. I went from Oklahoma directly to New York. I have never known amateur theater, so it's in my blood to put on good stuff.
Right,
and I share what I have with my community. I came back up here 5 years ago to help take care of my mom, and I had to quit working because of my health conditions. And I thought, if I don't want to live in Texas, I couldn't afford to live in Texas and not work because I had to retire. So, but I thought, I'm going to go back to where I have a history, mm-hmm. Bartlesville. I love the Osage. My family's here. My brother and Earl and I are very close. And I've always liked Bartlesville, so I'm very happy. I could never live in another town other than Bartlesville, Oklahoma, but I'm happy here. And so as long as I'm here, I'm going to continue to do what theater people do. They share their craft. Mm-hmm. It's handed down. We're old gypsies. That's what we do.
And the nice thing about it is the people that you get to share your craft with, they are enriched in the process.
Yes, they are. You know, I learned. I grew up here. I'm a benefit of a community that supports the arts. Now, we're not Henrietta. We're not Glenpool. We're Bartlesville. We have a solid arts background. I hate to see that go. I don't think Bartlesville will ever be minus the arts, but the state sure is getting close to dumping it.
Yeah. And Earl would do what he could.
Well, my brother, I'm very proud of Earl. Earl stood up and spoke up for the arts.
Yes.
Because he's from Bartlesville. He knows the importance of arts in the community. So the Salties, we're just benefiting from what's already here. And we don't go to Phillips, and you know, we do our own funding. Mm-hmm. Giz Robinson up there supports and produces the shows. And we put our own sets together.
And of course, Giz takes care of the dinner part of the dinner theater.
She does, yeah. Yes.
And I don't know what she'll serve for your meal. I know it'll be a good one.
It's a Western meal. Okay. It's a brisket and barbecue chicken, and we're going to feature Aunt Pearl's baked beans in it. It's a 1940s recipe.
Okay.
You know, around here we like baked beans.
Sure.
But it's going to be a fun show, and I don't come on your show as much as I used to. But we the Salties, when I started taking care of my mom, I kind of quit doing the Salties, mm-hmm. but my mom has moved on to heaven now, so I'm back helping the Salties put shows together. And I sure am enjoying it. And it's, like I said, Charlie, it's a community event of senior citizens. Now, it's not all seniors.
No.
We're so popular, we get young people wanting to come in and work with us, and we don't tell them no. You know, but we're not a community theater. That's what Theater Bartlesville does.
Right.
They're community. We are a dinner theater, and so when someone says, hey, Joe, I want to work with you, we just bring them in. We've even got a kid in the show.
That's wonderful.
And if you're real young, we call you a saltine.
Oh, then you turn 20, and I don't know what you do with them.
Yeah, but we got a lot of young people involved with us, and they have a good time.
Okay, so this is the weekend before the Western Heritage Weekend.
Yes,
so
this opens September 15th. Okay. It's only one show.
Okay.
We generally do two shows. But
so that will be a week from today.
Yeah, a week from today we open. But Giz is a place up there in Dewey, has really taken off. She's booking bands. She's got weddings. That's just a wonderful entertainment center. Mm-hmm. It is happening in Dewey,
sure.
You know, little Dewey. People say, well, why Dewey? Why not?
Yeah.
Dewey's the little antique town that Mr. Bartle started.
And they've already got the ready-made stage for you.
They really do. Yeah. They really, and it used to be a church.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very happy about that. We got good beginnings.
There you go. Well, it's a ticketed event because you need to know how many dinners to perform or
That's
to prepare.
True.
You know,
and so if you're interested in going, you need to make a reservation now. They've already sold 50. They're kind of limited to about 100 people, so mm-hmm. there's only about 40 tickets left. But you don't want to miss this. You know, if you've seen our shows, this is one of our fun shows.
Well, I'll go back to your reputation. Trust us. Come see it.
Yes, yes, we're good. And the costumes are lots of fun. And they're putting Miss Kitty's dress is made out of tablecloths, and we have the best costumer in the world. Her name is Bonanno. She's from the East Coast,
okay.
And she was an aeronautics engineer.
Great.
Who I talked into helping. She's a seamstress. I talked her into being a costumer, and now we can't stop her. She loves doing costuming, and so we've got a very clever costumer.
Well, you could work that engineering skill into, I don't know, some makeup prosthetics and even carry good Halloween stuff going.
Yeah, well, you know, a few years ago we did The Foreigner down at Theater Bartlesville, mm-hmm. which features the Ku Klux Klan
in
a comedy, if you can imagine that. But it's still a funny show. But we needed Klan robes, and so I went to Martha's Task, and I asked Martha's Task, I said, can you guys help us build these Klan robes? And said, oh, that'd be fun. Well, they came back and the workers kind of said, you know, we feel kind of strange working on Klan robes. And they said, you know, Joe, they really don't want to do it. And I said, that's okay. They said, but we have someone who volunteers here who might. And that's how we got Kathy.
There
she stepped up and said, oh, I don't mind doing that. And so the comedy was good. And you never know where you're going to discover great art.
Exactly. And you're going to find it a week from today at the Heritage Theater
yes.
Cafe, downtown Dewey on Don Tyler.
Yes, across the catty corner from the old hotel. Yeah.
Show tickets, how much?
They're $32. That includes the meal and the show. Mm-hmm. And you're
very reasonable for a dinner theater.
Yeah, the show starts at 7, the meal at 5:30. And you're home by 8:30, so it's good.
Good. The sun has just been down for a little while, so don't even have to worry much about driving after dark.
That's true, yes. It's a great adult date night, is to come to one of our shows.
All right. Sounds like a good deal. Come see the show. You're going to see a cast of characters, and some of them literally will be characters, and they're going
right.
to have a good time.
Yes. Thank you, Charlie, for having us
Thank
on.
You very much. Joe Sears with us this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. Bruin Buzz on the way in just a bit.
If you believe the moon can influence daily activities, we may be entering a productive period.